ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
अव्यक्त बाप दादा के सभी नूरे रत्नों, विशेषकर
ज्वेल्स इन द आईज ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा, स्पेशली द चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम भोपाल। And all the brothers and sisters who have arrived here for the 18th January Baba Milan,
sabhi ka bahut bahut hardik swagat hai.
I welcome each and every one of you. Today is a special day when Brahma Baba reached his goal. Brahma Baba kept an aim. Brahma Baba had an aim. So like an elevated yogi, when the yogi leaves the body, he leaves while sitting. You all must have known a lot of things about Brahma Baba. You must have read and heard different things about Brahma Baba's life story. But one special thing, on 30th June 1960, some must have read, some must remember this Murli. Like Dr. Savita was telling,
Sakar Brahma Baba ne shuru se lekar ke,
Sakar Brahma Baba, since the beginning,
Baap Saman banne ka laksh rakha tha,
had an aim of being equal to Father.
Ke liye Baba ne,
to achieve that goal, Baba
bahut tapasya ki,
did a lot of tapasya.
Aur jo wo swayam karte the, wo hum bachchon ko bhi apna anubhav ke aadhar se,
and whatever he was practicing, he would give the Srimad to all of us. And in that, one special thing was, Baba said, when children does 8 hours yoga in the 24 hours span, it's also said in today's Murli, what should be your state in yoga? It's that you should not have any other thoughts apart from you and Father. It should as if that you and your Father, Supreme Soul, is the soul. And Baba, one special Murli So this one special Murli.
Usme Baba ne ek apna anubhav ek line mein sunaya hua hai. Aur wo anubhav hai jab Baba ko ye.
In that Murli, Baba said a special line that Baba had the understanding.
बाबा ने जो ज्ञान देना था.
So this is special Murli of 30th June 1968 that Baba said my line that whatever Baba had to give, whatever knowledge you Baba had to give, Baba gave, and Brahma Baba had become an embodiment of that knowledge and has practiced accordingly.
Bap saman sthiti ko prapt kiya.
Because of which Baba has achieved Bap saman state. And in that Murli, Baba said, now further knowledge is not required. Baba and Dada to have become one. Have you all read this Murli? Does anyone remember? Nobody remembers this Murli.
Uske baad Baba ki jo practical life mein.
After that, Baba's practical life.
Jo usme hum log the.
We were there during that time.
Thode se mukhya bhai bane.
Few senior brothers who were doing service in the forefront.
Dadi Gulzar ji.
Like Dadi Gulzar.
Dadi Prakashmani.
Dadi Prakashmani. Devi Manmohini.
Ramesh Bhai.
Ramesh Bhai. Jagdish Bhai.
Mahendra Bhai.
Mahendra Bhai. Om Prakash Bhai.
Moini Ben New York.
Moini Ben.
Sudesh Ben Germany.
Sudesh Ben.
Vedanti Ben.
Vedanti Ben.
Jo aajkal Africa mein hai.
Who is in Africa these days.
Sabhi us samay badi ek achhi sare Bharat ki team thi.
So all these were a team during that time in India. And during that time, Baba said this line in Murli. Maybe some must have paid attention to this and some may not have. I used to think, how many times have we read and heard this Murli? After Baba, Sakar Baba became obvious, but we have not paid attention to this.
So wo khas mujhe aaj ki is class mein dil hui ki main aap sab ke samne ye baat sunu.
I had this wish to say this in today's class.
Ki Baba ke jo Mateshwari Saraswati ji ke jaane ke baad.
After Mateshwari Saraswati Mama left the body, since 1966 to 1969, during this phase, Baba had drawn so much attention onto himself and his effort. And Baba would share this with us and in the one Murlis. Baba would draw attention to this point that you should do yoga for 8 hours, 8 hours service, and for the rest 8 hours other things, but how much ever possible, be in the Manmanatha stage combined with Shiv Baba and elevate your stage, be detached, because the world in which we are living, slowly, slowly, this world won't be worthy to live in. And especially in today's world, the condition of today's world, Baba has explained about it many, many times in your speech. You must have paid attention to this in the Murli today and have noted that such days will come, and you're seeing it practically now. So since 1965, after Madheshwari Saraswati left her body, Baba explained his role. He said Madheshwari Saraswati left her body, but the role of mother and father is still there. Sakar Brahma Baba is the mother. Have you heard this or read this? Brahma, father, has played the double role of Brahma as the father as well as the mother, and also the role of mother and father, because after 1965 we remember Mama, but Baba wanted to draw our attention and connect our intellect with Baba. That is Shiva Baba. And for that, Baba practiced himself. And there are certain signs which was reflected during those past times. One thing that I remember is when we come to meet Baba and would discuss about the godly service with Baba. Earlier, Baba used to listen to every single detail of service and then would give the direction for the further service. Because Baba had two things. One is to elevate his state so much, and on the other hand, that there shouldn't be even one child left throughout the world. Every single soul in this world should get Baba's knowledge. Every single soul should realize the Father, the Supreme Soul, and connect with the Supreme Soul and make their life worthy to live. During that phase, it was noted that Baba slowly, slowly, Baba became, slowly, slowly became an embodiment of angels, and we children would feel that. When we would meet Baba in Madhuban or in Mumbai or in Delhi, the last few 4-5 years, from 65 to 69, slowly, slowly, gradually, Baba's stage became very, very subtle, which is called an angelic stage, and we would feel that angelic stage. And when we used to go and explain the service news, we have to be prepared before meeting Baba, and we should be thinking in mind that we say all these things to Baba. So Baba listen and say, okay child, stay. So hardly he would listen for like 2 to 2.5 minutes, and then he would say, child, Baba understood. And we would say, Baba, I just started. But still Baba would say, yes child, Baba knows. And Baba would give drishti. And the experience that we felt practically during that time, whether it's in Baba's room or in the swing, which is in the garden, we would meet Baba in those places. So Baba's stage during that time was that of a practical angelic stage. And at times we would feel that we were sitting next to Baba, but Baba was not here. Then when we look around, Baba was still here, next to me. Since the time I met Baba, I constantly used to observe Baba. I could see the difference between the Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And when Shiv Baba incarnates in Brahma Baba and would give us drishti and would hug us, in that stage and in the Brahma Baba alone without Shiv Baba stage, there used to be a difference. But slowly, gradually, Baba went into deep tapasya. That difference between the Brahma Baba and Bab Dada, that is Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba together, was so much reduced that he couldn't make a difference if Shiv Baba was in Brahma Baba or not. And based on Brahma Baba's experience, the Murli which I was speaking about, that is 30th June 1968 Murli, Baba said, Brahma Baba has reached Bab Saman stage, and it is as if both are one. Now, when we understand, in order to understand, to explain, we would say, like a coin has two sides. So, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba together. There's no difference between the two. And the second thing was, everyone used to think, when they meet Baba, everyone had this expectation that Baba would give drishti and hug us. So earlier when Baba would hug us, Baba would take time, but slowly Baba's stage becomes an angelic stage. Baba slowly transformed this day. Baba would meet us, Baba would hug us, but it was, what should I say about that? It was as if we were not getting the feeling of Sakar Baba, we were getting the feeling of Avyakt, like an angel. So these things come to my mind during the 18th January today. So Baba's complete speech comes in front of me. How Baba
has
fulfilled his thought. Baba has seen many sages and holy men, such holy men would leave their body while sitting in the sitting position, and they do not leave their body but in the sick bed. So that was Baba's aim, to leave the body while in a sitting position. So when Baba became avyakt, you all know the history. In the night class, Baba couldn't come to the morning class. At the night class, after the night class was over, the small hall in Madhavan, which is called as a history hall, in that hall, Baba conducted the class. And during the night, Baba said three special words which everyone keeps it close to their heart and kept this underlined and emphasized on these three words: incorporeal, wiseless, and egoless stage. And never Baba, after the Murli was over, Baba would give loving remembrance to children. If you look at any Avyakt Murli or Prakar Murli, you might have read, Baba would say, sweet children, Baba would say loving remembrance, and Baba would say namaste. Baba never used any other words apart from love, remembrance, and good morning from the Baba, Mother, Father, and Baba. But after the night class in 1969, January 18, while Baba was leaving from the history hall, he stood on the doorstep once again and looked at the members in the class and gave drishti to all of the students in the class. And the last words of Baba were, "Acha, Baba is saying goodbye. You will never, you must have never seen in any movie, Baba has never used this word goodbye. You all know that during that time, nobody must have noticed this in a subtle way. We thought that Baba would go to the room, and nobody thought that such thing will happen. Baba sat on his bed, Prakashmani Dadi was there, so Baba gave his hands on Prakashmani Dadi, took Prakashmani Dadi's hands, and then it was as if Baba was going to trance. Then he left the body. But nobody understood this. There was such a time we used to feel, that till the golden age is established, Baba will be there with us. But nobody thought that this part would change. He'll go from corporeal to incorporeal state. Subtle stage. Nobody thought. Did anyone think about this? No.
And then
And she knows most
of
her that all of the students come, came, got into 3 days. But it did in one morning, did in one day, UP. So she, when she came back, it was 18th January, Baba left the body. And on 21st January afternoon, the last rites of Baba was done. We took special permission from collector where the Shanti Stambh was there. There now, have you all seen Shanti Stambh in Madhuban? Everyone has seen. Ones who are sleeping, have you all seen too? You're still sleeping. No problem, you must be tired. So we took special permission from the government. Because when a guru of an ashram or a holy man of an organization leaves the body, his last rites and cremation is done in the ashram. So Baba's last rites and cremation was done in the Madhuban. So after that, Brahma Baba, Brahmins, all the rituals. So Brahma Bhojan was, Brahma Bhog was offered over the Prajapapa. You will know that there were many Sandeshis who would offer Bhog to Baba and take Sandesh from Baba and come back during those days. During those days, Dadi Gulzar was in Madhuban.
And
everyone knows, especially Dadi Prakashmani knows, that Gulzar Dadi would bring accurate sandesh to Dadi Gulzar that to offer bhog to Baba in the history
hall.
When Dadi went to trance, after some time,
unke nain khule.
Dadi opened her eyes.
Jaise Baba ke program mein aap dekhte hain, trance mein jaate
hain. When you see in the Baba's program, Dadi goes to trance and then opens her eyes. One is opening the eyes when you come back from
trance.
The second is you are in trance, you are still in trance, but see the eyes of Gulzar Dadi after Baba Dada came to Gulzar Dadi's body. Till since 21st January 1969, everyone had this thought. Baba became obvious. Mama left earlier, long back. And what will happen? So all our doubts and thoughts,
Baba ne un sab ka uttar.
Baba gave the answer of all our questions in the first Avyakt Murli of 21st January 1969. At first, Baba clearly said that earlier Sakar Baba had to give time for his body. Now, complete time in the Satya region in the subtle form, Baba, can refresh the children of India and abroad,
Shakti pradan karne ke liye,
and can give power to all the souls and guide everyone. So Baba can use all his time in this. So, second, Baba said that Baba will continue to meet your children. You all know that after that, first bhog is offered. Earlier, he used to offer bhog daily, then after it happened alternate days, then Agit Baba kept on coming. And in that, Baba said, how would the yajna run, how should things run smoothly, how Baba Dada would guide about different things. Baba clearly mentioned about all these things. If you understand about this clearly, and you all know, Abhyakt Bhavdana's role that happened through, that took place through Sadi Gurdar, it happened for almost more than, from 1969 to 2018,
and in that you will know,
in the last murli, Baba said goodbye to children. Sadi Gurdar was in Bombay. And because of the health issues, we communicate and we meet, but not frequently. Because her body is also getting old. She came to meet Baba when she was 9 years old. Now she's
almost 94.
So her body is cooperating with her. She's doing good now.
क्या ब्रह्मा बाबा की जानना चाहते हैं?
So this अपनी स्थिति को ऐसा बनाना चाहते हैं? You want to know about Brahma Baba, or you would want to make your state like Brahma Baba? Please raise your hand who wants to make your state like angelic Baba. If you want to do that, dear brothers and sisters, you have to make effort. You will not achieve anything without making effort. What is the effort? To understand what is called equal to Baba. Second, to become detached like from the body. Third, to understand, when you become detached from the body, when you are sleeping, you become detached at night. But what is the dream? What you are seeing inside the mind?
आत्मा को इतने तक सो स्मृति में आने की जरूरत है।
So the soul has to become the embodiment of the original God while talking, while interacting, while sleeping. The mind, your body and all the bodily beings detach yourself and connect to Baba. So this phrase of who am I, who do I belong to, to understand yourself as a soul and to see Shivaba, Brahma Baba combined
चीजें निकलती हैं
इन बिटवीन रेडियो
भी साथ में था
रेडियो रेडियो
हमें क्या करना है
अपनी
स्थिति को ऐसा बनाना है
यू हैव टू मेक योर स्टेट लाइक दैट दैट इज 381 इन योर रिमेंबरेंस You should remember Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, and you, the soul. Three together. And how much ever possible, Baba said, if you can't do much, at least 8 hours. Slowly, slowly, at least if you can remember for 8 hours, then you will start to experience equal to Father's state. Now that days have come, during these days, everyone got the chance this year. Lockdown happened, Corona hit us, started troubling us. Few left the body, some good souls, brothers and sisters left the body, but not all. If you see percentage wise, how many of the brothers and sisters are there throughout the world? Most of them are healthy, leading a good life. And there is no concept of fear in them. But still, Baba drawn your attention your life is a valuable life. It won't happen again and again. With this life, how much ever possible, take care of your health. Connect yourself, your mind with Baba and remain in the unlimited state and continue to spread vibrations throughout this world. And along with that, the worldly matters, we said to wear the mask, to not feel bad about it. But
when we
go out, it's not because of the fear that others will put a fine, but for your benefit. If you wear this in God, there is no harm for you.
But
this benefit, nothing will happen to you.
सबसे बड़ी बात है, एक तो अपने मन में कभी डर नहीं चाहिए.
There shouldn't be any fear in your mind.
जब से ये कोरोना की बात आई है, इसके कारण भयभीत बहुत लोग
Corona hit us, people have become scared. Second, students have stopped going to school. This is the next issue. The next issue, the train journey has stopped के बनो
तो सामाजिक तकलीफें तो दुनिया में बहुत आई हैं
और there are a lot of issues in the society and it's continuing
अब उसके लिए सब जानते हैं नया टीका निकला है सबको लगेगा
everyone knows that there's a new vaccine
अगर कुछ भी होगा तो उससे बच जाएंगे
and she will be vaccinated
सबसे बड़ी बात जो है ब्राह्मणों को क्या फिक्र रहती है कि जिस समय हम चाहें खुद बाबा की तरह हम अपनी सो इच्छा से
लाइक बाबा
इस देह का त्याग
वी शुड रिनाउंस आवर बॉडी लीव द बॉडी एट आवर विल
झंझट से नहीं हो
नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ एनी सडन
गाड़ी चलती है गाड़ी चलाने वालों को बड़ा ध्यान रखना
पड़ेगा वही कल ड्राइविंग
हमेशा डरना नहीं
है
ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस भी नहीं चाहिए
एट द सेम टाइम डोंट बी ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस
नॉर्मल नेचुरल मेरे से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में एक बार
नॉर्मल
लाइफ का प्रिंसिपल क्या है
व्हाट इज द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी लाइफ सो
नॉर्मल और नेचुरल लाइफ जिएंगे
Normal is to be in the soul consciousness and to interact with one another in the soul consciousness. When you remain in the soul consciousness and interact with that one another in the soul consciousness, then you will consider others as yours.
सबके तरफ देखते मुस्कुराते रहेंगे
खुश
रहेंगे खुश करते रहेंगे तो उससे स्वास्थ्य भी ठीक रहेगा बाबा की याद से आयु भी बढ़ती रहेगी और उसके साथ साथ मैं ये जानता हूँ बाबा
ने
सेवा के लिए
And along with that, Baba will touch you the new
name.
In every aspect, understand, Brahma Kumar, being a Brahma Kumar and Kumari, is very, very, you're very, very fortunate to be Brahma Kumar and Kumari. So we are all.
So we should experience the angelic form and practice that Om Shanti.